I'm Jay Struberg with highlights from President Biden's much-anticipated summit with his Russian counterpart. He says the tone of his meeting with Vladimir Putin was good and positive as the two looked to lower tensions. This was their first face-to-face since President Biden took office. He said he brought up the imprisonment of American citizens and Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny on whether Navalny dies in prison. He said he made it clear to Putin that the consequences would be devastating for Russia without saying exactly how the U.S. would respond. But President Biden also aims to find areas of cooperation despite their differences.
Bottom line is, I told President Putin that we need to have some basic rules of the road that we can all abide by. I also said there are areas where there's a mutual interest for us to cooperate. For our people, Russian and American people, but also for the benefit of the world and the security of the world.
As for Putin, he praised President Biden as experienced, constructive, and balanced, describing their relationship as pragmatic. The Russian leader also deflected several questions today about human rights issues in Russia, pointing instead to tumultuous events in the U.S., including the insurrection at the Capitol and the Black Lives Matter protests. Here's President Putin speaking through a translator, followed by President Biden's response to his comparison.
People went into U.S. Congress with political demands. 400 people are now facing criminal charges. They are facing prison terms of up to 20, maybe 25 years. They are called homegrown terrorists. They are being accused of many other things. 70 people were arrested right there on the spot. 30 of them are still arrested. On what grounds? Not quite clear.
But I think that's a ridiculous comparison. It's one thing for literally criminals to break through cordon, go into the Capitol, kill a police officer, and be held unaccountable. And it is for people objecting and marching on the Capitol and saying, you are not allowing me to speak freely. Speak freely.
The U.S. and Russia did agree to work toward international stability and arms control. As President Biden heads back home, he hopes to have sent a message.
I believe, I hope, the United States has shown the world that we are back, standing with our allies,
And join Chance Seals on Newsy tonight for his one-on-one interview with former U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. We get his take on Russia and other major issues facing the world, plus the incident that left him unable to speak properly for years. That's on Newsy tonight at 7 Eastern.